A group of travelers is planning to take legal action against Imam Fasih Adams after he allegedly defrauded them of at least 240,000 rand by unexpectedly cancelling their Umrah trip. Speaking to VOC News yesterday, at least 7 of 10 infuriated travelers said they were supposed to leave on Christmas Day, the 25th of December, and return on the 14th of this month once they have completed their tour of holy sites in Turkey, Jerusalem and Medina. The group is between 50 and 80 years of age, with exception to someone's 9-year-old son. Majority of the group did not want to speak on record, saying they will give Adams time to refund their money. One of those affected, Yahya Abrams, however, explained the situation, saying apart from the 24,000 rand they had to each give Adams, more funds were requested.
Initially, when we started to have the meeting, we were introduced to the Three Harams tour, which will be on the 25th of December. I think it was about 2 weeks prior to the 25th when Imam Fasih informed us that the block booking of 40 people was unfortunately about 30 people not cancelled, but they transferred to March because they couldn't go in December. That left us with 10 people. He also informed us that he has a problem because of the block booking. Now the agent need to increase the airfares and some other increase that took place, and most of us then for that reason couldn't afford the increases that was stipulated. I think it worked out to about 7,000 at the time per person. However, he also indicated, because in the package that he normally has, his fees is also included. Therefore, because we are now 10, he sits with a personal problem where he won't be able to go with the crew as the imam because he don't have the money to pay for himself. And then he came back to us afterwards. We had a meeting where he actually presented three options. Nobody can actually, but because of the circumstances, we agree that we rather want our money back. So we are sitting now, and the agreement with Fasih was that the payback will take place on the 30th, or rather the end of January. Yes, we understood that that was what transpired, but now we sit with the situation.
Adams has been at the center of several Umrah scandals over the past few years, but has never been prosecuted. He is believed to have promised the group a refund by the end of January. Another aspiring mutamireen, Nazima Abrams, questioned why Adams could not refund the monies immediately.
This was my first time I was supposed to go on the Umrah, which I didn't go, and I'm very upset due to unforeseen circumstances. Our tickets wasn't booked and our visas wasn't paid, and was told we're going to get our money back the end of January, and I would like to know why the end of January. Why couldn't he give the money now? We were booked through Imam Fasih Adams.
Local attorney at TNK Attorneys and Conveyances, Fazluddin Abrams, says clients often become despondent due to the high cost involved in legal battles. But given that these are elderly folk, he is willing to assist them.
I put myself forward, willing and able to assist anybody who has been affected by the conduct of Fasih Adams, where it has now been alleged that a group of people were supposed to go for Umrah, and unfortunately, due to various circumstances put forward by Fasih Adams, they no longer can go on this particular date. I've seen some correspondence from Fasih Adams' organization, and they confirmed in that particular correspondence that the people will still be going in next year. But from previous experience and what has been in the media in the past, we know that it may not even happen. So therefore, I've come forward and put myself forward to assist these people to recover some damages that they have suffered.
He suggested that they lay a complaint with the police.
The people who have spoken and is willing to use my services, my advice to them is definitely be strong and stand firm, gather all the evidence that is required so that we could definitely proceed on a civil basis. And I've also given them the advice to proceed with any complaint with SAP so that the SAP can do an investigation. And if there's any criminal element, then the NPA needs to proceed with that particular matter as well.
Abrams went on to explain that cases like these are often hard to crack without the necessary proof. He suggested a full forensic investigation.
It's the burden of proof to prosecute or to find a person guilty is beyond reasonable doubt. So which means the burden of proof is quite high. And from what I've seen, there's a very slim chance, unless there's a repetitive occurrence of what has happened now in the past as well. And if one can then do a full forensics investigation on the conduct of the business, where the money went to, who was involved, then perhaps there's a possibility of succeeding on a criminal basis. basis. The best route at the moment now would be to proceed on a civil basis.
Meanwhile, Jamaatul Ulama Western Cape's Maulana Ihsan Abrams says they have been following the case for quite a while, and that Adams has not reformed as they had hoped.
Our involvement from an organizational perspective is that one of our most active departments is the Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy an Munkar department, you know, the enjoining good and forbidding evil. And this is a very, very important constituency within Islam. It is really a department that transcends all gender, and it transcends age, and it transcends every particular aspect. So you do not necessarily have to be an alim. You can be a non-alim also, but you have a responsibility to advocate and to spread the haq. That's why the he said, you know, kulil haq walau kana murra, that speak the truth even though it's bitter. So unfortunately, this has been a recurring issue with regards to this particular person, which is Fasih Adams. We've seen a pattern. We've known him for about roughly 2 years. We've seen things unfolding. And initially, we were like those people. We had hope that Imam Fasih, he would revive and he would resuscitate himself to the extent that he reforms and he shrugs off whatever bad habits he had in the past, because one is never too good to become bad and one is never too bad to become good. But however, we've experienced that this particular person is not prepared to do that. And when we've learnt of the most recent activities with regards to the Umrah saga, yeah, we were a bit, very disappointed in this particular thing, and decided, you know, that this is the people's ibadat, you know, the halal earnings that they saved, that they made sacrifices for. And these are unfortunately not the first victims. So when we heard about this, we took the time out to gather information, of course, because of Quranic injunction also, which Allah Ta'ala speaks of. When a sinner comes to you with information, you need to clarify this information first. And that is exactly what we did. So we sat on this information for some time. And after gathering information and giving time for Imam Fasih to remedy his situation, we decided that now would be the ideal time to step on board and to let the masses know that they should, number one, abstain from this particular character. Other characters within the industry, which we have good reason to believe that there are others. And for those people whom Shaitan, you know, he's always at work, you know, it's a 24-hour operation that he runs, you know, where he inspires people, come up with activities of soliciting funds and monies from people. And our job here would be to, number one, to see to it that, inshallah, that these people recover their money, number one, and that we at least lessen or we dampen the spirit of those who are prepared to initiate these particular avenues of haram earnings, inshallah.
Attorney Fazluddin says that Muslims had a reputation for integrity.
As a Muslim, as a person who has also performed my Farul Hajj, and as a person who has experienced the miracles of the Almighty in those holy places, we are already being labeled as terrorists out there by the world. And what makes it worse now, with individuals conducting themselves in a manner such as what we find ourselves experiencing here now, is that no longer will we only be considered as terrorists. We are now also being considered as fraudsters. And that is definitely not good. In the olden time in Cape Town, where a magistrate had an issue of getting a witness to tell the truth, I know that magistrates would go and say, go out there, get a guy with a red kufi on and call him in, because I know certainly that he will tell the truth. So in the past, Muslims were known to be of people of high integrity. We need to stand fast and ensure that level of integrity is maintained, protect our image as Muslims to the global world.
Maulana echoed the sentiment, saying that Muslims should strive to represent Islam in its most beautiful form.
In a South African context, you know, the Muslims, for many years, Allah Shukr, we have enjoyed a very, very good reputation with regards to how we deal with other nationalities, people of race, people of other beliefs, other faiths as well. Do we and are we maintaining our credibility as representatives and agents and vicegerencies as Muslims? What we really need to do is we need to bolster our image, and we need to maintain this particular thing here, that the name, the representatives of Islam, should always be held absolutely high at all times, even if it means that we have to incur those difficulties and those hardships as individuals or as a Muslim community.
Maulana Abrams says hopefully it encourages travelers to do proper research and inspire travel agents to avoid exploitation.
We should be very, very, very careful with regards to how we spend our monies. Let us rather on the side of caution, let us rather delay, let us rather do a proper case study of who exactly we are going with, you know, investigate the matter. Because at the end of the day, the monies that we have is an amanat, which Allah Ta'ala has entrusted us with. So it is our responsibility as to how exactly we are spending these monies. And inshallah, hopefully this would inspire, you know, other agencies not to exploit people in terms of the amount of monies that they are charging for these particular functions.
He says Muslims should strive to educate each other.
If we do not climb onto the bandwagon right here, right now, then unfortunately what we are actually doing is we are aiding and we are abetting those found guilty without a reasonable doubt that they have perpetrated and they have committed these crimes. We need to educate people. With education comes being practical, we need to practice. With practicing comes we need to convey. We need to spread the message of...
Despite numerous attempts, Adams was not available for comment. For VOC News, I'm Toira Salih.